have a brief opening. I hope I can do that in 10 minutes. I'll set my timer. Okay, so this week, from last week, we're getting to the message or the training from the October International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones. Since last week we have a conference, we don't have a chance to share the first message from the conference. But I would like to, repeat the subject of the conference so that we can get a refresh. I will just read it. The subject is Loving the Lord and Loving One Another for the Organic Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ. Last week, it mentioned the one, you can tell from the, sorry if I didn't follow the logic. You can tell from this serious message, there's one very crucial word mentioned many times, which is love. Last week, the message one mentioned love, loving the Lord, or love one another, is the most excellent way for us to be anything and doing anything for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. So last week, I mentioned love as the most excellent way.
Amen.
And this week, we're getting into the message two, which also talking about love, but it's kind of a different way. It's more related to our individual love with the Lord. So it refers to the book of the Song of Songs. You know, the message is very, very rich. It's almost condensed everything of the Song of Songs in one message. So I cannot use 10 minutes to summarize all the message. And I don't think I need to, because this is all, we'll spend time with the Lord and enjoy and study the message. I would just mention something, like, I feel like it's a burden from the brother and the burden from the entire training. You know, the Song of Songs is very, very special book in the Bible. It's not like the traditional book written by prophet or the apostle. It's actually written by a king, Solomon, right? But in a way, it's a poem. It's a very romantic story. Yeah. Actually, if you just read it, Solomon, when he writes this Song of Songs, or the poem, he actually used the poem of another one from the very beginning. You know, when I first read this, I was confused, because I know the song is written by Solomon, but why is using another tongue? These other people, actually his lovers, we know it's the Shulamites, right? He used the Shulamites tongue, although he used his own tongue later on. But it's very interesting. When I think about this, why it's called Song of Songs, this morning I Googled, how many loving songs are there today? Google told me it's between 93 to 200 million. 93 to 200 million. This one, I think, is the Song of Songs. Yeah. Among the 200 million songs.
Yeah.
Why? Because this is a song between God and men.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow, so yesterday I joined a small group meeting. They sing a song called the Fellowship in Love. It's basically talking about these songs. You know, there's some gospel friends asking, who wrote this song? What does it mean? There's so many different types, right? And we told them, this is the song written by God to a man. Our God is just like the king, like Solomon. So high, so royal, so high standard. But we, just like Shulamite, a country girl, how come such a good man has such a high, royal king pursue a country girl? That's how we see the Song of Songs. So I think I still need to point out the six most important stages, because that's the content, that's the structure of the entire message.
Amen.
So the message mentioned a progression, as our brother mentioned, of how this country girl be transformed to Shulamai, to the bride for the king. First, it starts from the love of him. So, you know, we know that Solomon here is a type of Christ. And here mentioned, the first stage is to have a individual, affectionate and sweet personal relationship with Christ, with the Lord. We have to fall in love with this man. We have to fall in love with Christ. That first stage is everything for us. And then we have to pursue him as our only satisfaction. Then we will progress to a stage that Christ will call us and deliver us from ourselves. The Christ is called to be delivered from the self through her oneness with the cross of Christ. So we'll be delivered out from ourself, or in other words, introspection of ourself. And then we'll progress even into living in ascension as a new creation in the resurrection. And then you'll progress to more strong, to live within a vine through the cross after resurrection. We'll keep living the abiding with him. And then it will progress to share the work with Christ. And lastly, we will be in hope of the rapture. So that's the progression of the message. That's actually also the order. That's also the progression in Song of Song. I hope the saints will share this more details in your prophecy.
Yeah.
Again, I think there's still a burden. Again, the burden I still think is, how do we build this personal, affectionate, and private, and spiritual relationship with the Lord? I think the brother mentioned this first stage of this affectionate relationship is the key.
Right.
Actually, this key, this lesson, or this stage, is not just first stage. It happened in every stage. Every stage. This is the beginning. We have to come back to our first love.
Amen.
To experience the following stage. Right? Then I just ask myself, how could I fall in love with God? How could I? I think we need to know this person. Our God is not our God is God, but he is also a person.
Yes.
He is a person full of emotion,
amen,
full of feeling, full of
amen,
sense. And you have to touch his feeling. You have to touch his love,
amen,
as a person.
Yes.
You have to fall in love with a person,
amen,
not a God in heaven.
Right.
I think in the message, brother mentioned, every morning the first thing he did is come to the table and sit,
amen,
there and say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
You know, that shouldn't be too hard for us to say, Lord, I love you. Actually, it should be very sweet when we do that. I asked my wife this morning, if you can only choose one thing from everything, what do you choose? She said she will choose love.
Amen.
That's the only thing that sustains her. If she cannot choose anything, the only thing she will choose is love. I think we all need love. But have you ever think, our God, the one created everything, created the earth, created everything, created us, he is very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I just feel like, wow, our God is so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He created so many things, but he cannot find one match him or love him. So that he came through this process. To make us match him.
Yes.
To make her to be the same as he is.
Amen.
So that we can be married.
Amen.
Right? The message mentioned, this is the process to prepare a bride.
Mm-hmm.
a bride to be, needs to be matched to the bride. I think that's the point for the entire story.
Amen.
Sorry, my timer is up. In 1 minute, I will just finish. I feel like the burden is here. I hope everybody received my feeling.
Amen.
We need to love the Lord.
Yes.
In a personal way.
Yes.
And take Him as a person.
Amen.
Come to Him every morning.
Amen.
Touch His love. We have the table here. Table is a memory for what He has done. That table should remind us what He has done for us. That table should stir up our love to Him.
Amen.
Should refresh our love to Him. So I think I just open up this, and I hope the saints will share more points. Everything you can tell by the message. How's your relationship with the Lord? How the Lord shared His love to you? Or even if you want to share some points from the progression of the message, please feel free to share. I think we can set a time for 3 minutes from the beginning, and we can see how this progresses.
Amen. Amen.
I want to quickly follow Brother D's sharing, because I just love his sharing. I'm going through Exodus, and I'm just so touched. You know, the whole Bible is a book of romance. It's a romance of God and man. God loves man, and He wants man to love Him. And I was so touched, in Jeremiah 31:3, you know, and Christians love to quote this verse. Jehovah appeared to me from afar, saying, "Indeed, I have loved you with an eternal love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness." We always think this is an individual, but actually, Brother Lee shared, this love is not a love of parents with children. This is not the love of the father with his kids. This love is a love between man and woman. It's a romance. God as the man and man, God as the man. And man, human man, as the female.
Right.
And the love, this is the love. And that when he first shared, when God, Jehovah, brought all the children of Israel down to Mount Sinai and gave them the Ten Commandments, that was not to tell them you have to do this, 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 this. No, that was telling him what kind of man I am. You know, when a man loves a woman, the man wants to show and impress the woman, right? So he shares things about himself, and that was the Ten Commandments. What kind of man God is. So I just really enjoyed our Brother Dee Shan.
Amen. I really like the question. We as a Christian, how we fall in love with God. If we are Christian, but we never fall in love with God, then we miss the point to be a Christian. Because the greatest is love, and that is what God trying to give us the message or the real experience. Yesterday, I attended a memorial meeting. I don't know the person. I don't know the family. When I sit there, I was so inspired by their third generation of their testimony.
Amen.
Because they give me a vivid impression of what kind of person is this. Is loving and self-disciplined. So how are the people able to know this God is through our testimony? And they able to give this vivid testimony is because their grandfather has been living with them a long time. I don't know how long, but at least they all observe and have daily life with their grandfather. It is the same thing. We as a Christian, we have to let the Lord come into our life, daily life, every day, observe this person and fall in love with him. I remember that this word give us a lot of stimulation, a lot of make us happy. But the word, the happiness from the word always come with vanity. You be sure about that. But the love that we got from our God is never vanity. It's a true sweet taste. Every time when I think about how our Lord go through the gospel, the stage in the gospel, it's, I always have this blissful feeling, like I'm very, very happy with my life. And that was my heart. I was like, how could you have this feeling but without this word can give it to you? And that is the key point of we need to fall in love with love, fall in love with our God. And this feeling is everlasting feeling. It's never fading. As long as you tasted the love, it grows stronger and stronger in your life.
Amen.
So we need to come to the Lord every day to taste this love. Because this is not like a dose of stimulation. This is a dose of strengthening our life to be one with Him.
I was very helped by day 4 talking about Song of Songs 6:13. I'll just read it really quickly. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may gaze at you. Why should we gaze at the Shulamite as upon the dance of two camps? When I read this, I'm thinking, what in the world are these two camps? What does that have to mean? But when we see what the Hebrew translation of that phrase, two armies, is, it says it's Mahanaim, which is the same place that Jacob was right before he was about to encounter Esau. And we see in that story that Jacob, he was terrified because he had cheated his brother twice. And so he knew that his brother was probably going to try to kill him. And so then he divided his families into two camps or two armies. And for some reason, the Lord decided to refer to the Shulamite as the same name as that picture. But that picture shows that in God's eyes, His armies or His overcomers are those who are weak, who are feeble, who feel that they cannot make it. Even in this portion, literally right before Jacob was about to encounter Esau, that was the famous like story where he wrestled with God. And then God touched, he somehow was able to wrestle God for many hours. I don't know how you do that, but then God couldn't beat him, so he had to touch his hip, and then the hip dislocated, and then from that point on, he walked in a different way. He walked as someone who no longer could trust in his own natural strength. And so that actually touches also day 6 too. It says, who is this who comes up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. Like after, like Brother D, he mentioned all these wonderful stages. The Shulamite went from like someone who's fully in the world to someone who can work with God. But then even all the way till the end, she's still leaning on her beloved, realizing that she has no strength, no ability to do it. But I appreciated from that previous verse in 6:13, the dance of two camps. This is God values this. He views this. This is what's beautiful in His eyes. Amen. That there will be someone who does not overcome by their own strength, but is someone who realizes that they're weak, that they're feeble, that even after all that transformation, she's still leaning on her beloved. Amen. And anyways, as I was reading this, I realized that one very big indicator of how fresh our love is toward the Lord is how much we depend on Him. We trust in Him, even lean on Him, realizing that we can't do it. Yeah, so there's a portion that says, the lover realizes that whether she can endure to the end does not depend on her own endurance, but on the Lord's preservation. No spiritual perfection can sustain a person until the Lord's return. Everything depends on God and His preserving power. That's why she says, Lord, set me as a seal on your arm, as a seal on your, or as seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. So I just feel that as the sisters were sharing, as we're learning to love the Lord more, we can tell that The more we love the Lord, the more we will depend on Him as our unique husband. And we will no longer trust in our own ability. We won't be proud because we've been transformed or whatever. We will trust in the Lord and depend on Him more.
Amen. Praise Lord. I'm just share also some practical point. I really appreciate today we talk about this personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And I also want to say, so our current age is a very diversified age. Okay. Let's talk about 100 years ago. If we look at here, from the face, you probably can tell where he coming from and what his culture or your living is, right? But now, if you look at, I look around without talking to people, I won't let know. I won't know what their heart is think about. It's just so, so different. Like, for example, if you look at me, okay, I grew up, I was born in 1960s in mainland China, okay. So far, I'm still learning to use cell phone to type. I saw other younger generation so fast, okay. And I learned chess by play to person to person. Last night, a young people meeting, I suddenly realized why my son play chess with other people like use a cell phone play. There's no chess board there. So I immediately said, I'll buy a chess board so you guys can play, you know, face to face. Yeah. And also I see, you know, so many newcomers, right? And then some are born in the United States, right? Or some may be born in Taiwan or mainland China. Anyway, what I'm saying is right now we are in a very diverse age. Our experience can be very, very different. However, that poses a challenge. We can be feel lonely sometimes. If we are in our low point, we can feel very lonely because nobody is like us. And communication can be a problem. The ancient days, you know, two men coming here drink, and then they both work on a farm. Very easy to communicate. And the son, you know, follow his dad, just, you know, raise the farm or whatever. Very easy to communicate. But now, no more. It can be very, very different. So sometimes we can feel lonely. And sometimes we can feel distance. Even the person are in the same household. So now, more than anywhere else, we need God. Only Jesus Christ, He has no limit. More than ever, every morning we need a personal time with God.
Amen.
Otherwise, we are swamped
Amen.
By this information age.
Amen.
By this tons of Apple products. Sorry, I didn't even work for Apple. And no point to attack anything, but just saying. Sometimes we have to pick up the apple, put it away, and seal when we can go to sleep. Anyway, in short, personal relationship with God. God loves us, remember. And it's a challenging age, but God will lead us through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I feel like this week, just like Brother B in the opening mentioned that, this message is just so, I would say, so rich, right? And so deep. I really feel like this, reminds of us that God's love is just, it's unfathomable. I would say there's really no good word, in the world to explain what this love is, right? So in Ephesians, it says that we need to come together and really to experience, right, the height, the depth, the width, right, the length. You know, it's like I think even Paul is out of words, right? You know, really, you see this in the Songs of Songs, right, in terms of the progression of the believers. This country goal, right? This individual, the country goal is actually the individual believers. It's actually our experience of the Lord. You know, you see these six stages, and this is really a progressing. And in fact, it's not like you know, once when you pass stage one, you're at stage two, then, you know, you don't have to experience stage one again. This is not like a linear kind of, you know, or elevated to a plateau, and you don't have to experience that. I would say the Christian experience is really, you can say this is a spiral, right? Our experience, at one level, we experience all these six stages, right? And then the Lord will bring us even further. So don't feel like we have experienced the Lord enough. That's, we always wanted to say we just need to humble ourselves, right?
Yes.
At the end, you know, if any time we have confidence in ourselves,
right.
We're not like a, you know, in day six, it says that, you know, Shulamite is actually leaning, right? Mm-hmm. Leaning on her beloved, right? Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. So to a point where we could just say that, you know, we're really, you know, the Lord, we need the Lord every time, every moment, right? Until at that point, right, I wouldn't say that whether we could really reach to that point, you know. At a certain point, I just feel like in my Christian experience, it's like, yes, I need Lord, but then at a certain point, I may actually deviate that, right? I mean, it's like, okay, I can actually, even unconsciously, I may be just like be on myself. So all these six stages, you know, I feel like we need to really experience the Lord more and more, right? We need to, you know, loving Him, and then, you know, we need to deliver from ourselves. We need to be brought into His ascension, right? We need to brought into even deeper, right, into His resurrection. And then we will be one with Him in His move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and finally we can be really in the stage that we can really look upon Him and then just looking for this, you know, raptured by Him. So, you know, may our experience, you know, just go deeper and deeper with the Lord.
And one of the points that Brother Meijing and the other saints have brought out is this aspect of in our first stage, it's not that it's just a linear phase. Or we experience the Lord in this way at this time, and I experience the Lord in another way at another time. It's a progressive experience of all these stages of life kind of through our time in the Lord. So in the outline, there's, I think in Roman numeral 1, there's a section that says, all the spiritual principles are contained in this first stage of the seeker's overcoming life in Song of Song. The lessons that follow are not new, but they are old lessons repeated in a deeper way. Regeneration brings the gene of God into us, and all the experiences of our whole Christian life are in this gene. And then from the Law of Revival, I think it brings this out in a deeper way, perhaps, and then one that I got to experience a little bit more. Although there are six stages of spiritual experience in Song of Songs, a seeker does not experience one thing in the first stage, another thing in the second stage, and yet another in the third stage. Rather, the seeker has every spiritual experience in the first stage, but she does not experience them in their full measure. In principle, her experiences in the second stage are the same as her experiences in the first stage. However, the degree of the fullness of her experience has increased.
Amen.
Although the seeker does not experience anything new in the different stages, the experiences are new, and the measure of experience is increased. And there's an example that's given that was very sweet. Our future experiences do not differ from our initial experiences. Our experiences will only become deeper, higher, stronger, and richer. This can be compared to dyeing a piece of cloth. In the beginning of the dyeing process, the color of the cloth is light, and the color deepens with each application until it reaches its deepest hue. Our spiritual experience is similar to this. I think the frustration of like, oh, I'm seeing these other dear believers that have been in their Christian walk in such a way that the cloth is so brilliantly colored, and it feels like, oh, I just have no Christ in me just yet. But I'm very much appreciating that just continued process that we spend in the Lord. I think the longer that we spend enjoying the Lord, we will continue to gain more experiences.
Amen.
1 John 4, it says, God is love. If it was possible to open up God to see what was inside, we would find love. Love is His inward substance. And so just how we have a progressive experience of God's love, actually we should also see that in God's relationship with man, there's also a progression of love. And so in Ephesians 1, it actually says, God chose us, predestinated us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And it ends with these two words, in love. So, James, when did God fall in love with you, brother? Before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. Actually, if we see this, then we realize, wow, God's love is eternal.
Yeah.
He loved us from the very beginning, even before we were formed, and He loved us through however many years you have lived, and He will love us until the very end. I was just so touched, actually, you know, in the Bible, and actually this, in this morning, we see we need to have a personal relationship with the Lord. I think many believers know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, right? In Ephesians 5, it talks about Christ loving the church and giving Himself up for her. But you know, in Galatians 2:20, there's a very particular phrase there. It says, even as what? Christ loved me. He loved me and gave Himself up for me. So you know, when the brothers were serving the elements to us this morning, you know, they visited us one by one. You know, that's because we need to see that God loves me, right? And gave Himself up for me.
Amen.
Not just the world.
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
You. One by one. Clayton, God loves you.
Amen.
Gave Himself up for you. Right? We need to know God's love in a personal way. So that's why Song of Songs, right? You know, I really like our brother's opening. We have all these love songs, all these love novels, stories, but the greatest one is between God and man. And it starts off in this way. Let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. You know, you can't kiss the world, but you could kiss someone. Right? This is personal. This again shows us God's intention is that He would want to visit us as love in a personal way. And so, anyways, there's so much to say about this, but I just want to end with this very practical experience. It really starts every single day when we wake up in the morning. And this has been my long practice. What do? Before we pick up our phone, before we think of anything, we just say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
There's nothing like, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
That just warms up your heart.
Yes.
That brings us into this sweet fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
And I actually want to have a little demonstration of practice. How about let's say, Lord Jesus, we love you. Together, one time. Lord Jesus, we love you. Okay, now say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. I hope you realize there's a difference. Lord Jesus, we love you. But Lord Jesus, I love you is personal.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I love this book, Song of Songs. I remember the first time I read it with a student sister, like more than 20 years ago. At that time, we don't understand much. There are only 8 chapters, but we used 1 week this week to in the morning revival. We will use our whole life to experience every chapter. At that time, we don't understand much. We probably just stay on the day one, like, you know, we enjoy, oh, draw me, we will run after you,
join me, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers.
Amen.
But as church life went on, we experienced more and more. With like from day two, maybe to day six, chapter eight. This book, like all the saints shared, full of, it's a love story, a song of love, and but also full of prayers, conversations, and consecration. I just feel like the Lord, so, you know, the life we experience every day, ordinary living, so real with Him. When I read day three, I was reminded Brother Nee early time. He regarding prayer, he had a paragraph of message I'd like to read to you. We would like to ask every Christian, have you learned to pray? Has God answered your prayer? Is it wrong for a prayer to be left unanswered? Because prayers are not just speaking into the air. Prayers are meant to be answered. Unanswered prayers are vain prayers. Christians must learn to have answered prayers. Since you have believed in God, your prayers should be answered by God. Your prayers are, unless if God does not answer them, are useless. I'm sorry. Your prayers are useless if God does not answer them. You must pray until your prayers are answered. Prayer is not only for spiritual cultivation, but even more for receiving answers from God, which is our conversation with the Lord. And at that time, I recall this paragraph, I asked myself another question. How much do I have something private, hidden, shut up, and sealed that is just for Christ and me? And when do I have that experience last time? This is in chapter 4:12. A garden enclosed is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain still. So we need, for us, for the seeking Christians to grow in life and in function, we need to, in experiencing Christ, we need and we must have something private, hidden, and shut up, sealed that is just from Christ. Every situation today we experienced, every hard time we are in, there is a calling right there coming to us. Every weakness and hard time is a prelude, right, of resurrection. So we just, I feel like we need such a living hidden, private, and sealed. That's just for me and the Lord, my beloved. Then that day we will say, oh Lord, dwell in the garden. Oh you who dwell in the gardens, my companions, listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be like gazelle. Or, yeah, gazelle, a young heart upon the mountains of spice. Amen. Lord, come back.
Amen.
How is it that so much love in the world, in believers, Christian, religious people, how is it so much love and so many divorces, war, hate, fight, right? Well, the love that the brothers are sharing is not our love, really. It's not our natural love we're born with.
Right.
We're born with, we love our parents, our pets, our kids, children, our natural love, which is not bad, you know, to start with, right?
Yes.
But the day we receive the Lord and we believe into the Lord and receive the Lord, but it's not only to believe in the Lord, it's to receive the Lord in our spirit. That day we're born again, then that love turns into the divine love. So it's called agape love. So this is God's love that is the one that is that we can give back to Him. See, but this love needs to grow. This love needs to grow and be cultivated. You know, like I like the garden a lot. Plant this and that. I need to be putting some things and, you know, fertilize and all that. The only way to do that for the Lord is through His Son. You know, some fertilizer, this love that we have, so we can grow in that. You know, but we need, how can we grow? This love grow in that. Well, we're always fighting with our brother, with our sister, with our mom, responding in rebellious, had attitude problems and all this stuff. How could this love grow in us? Well, we need to read the Word. We need to read the Word. And we need to pray. We need to tell the Lord every morning, not only we love you, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Just because we're born with this sinful nature. You don't need to sin to be a sinner. Automatically, we're sinners because we have this venom from the serpent that is in us. But we all have the life of the Lord in us. You see, God had to go through this process because Satan entered into us. So when God needed somebody to fight this Satan, and he had to go through a process of incarnation, living, dead and resurrection and ascension. So now we have this life in our spirit. But it had to go to our soul. So it had to pass through our mind, emotion, will. Satan's going to attack. Especially young people are being attacked every day, right? Yeah. With the YouTube, internet, a lot of garbage on TV. Yeah, I don't watch the news anymore. I got tired of this stuff. You know? But people tell me, you see that? You know what happened? You know what happened with this in the news? I said, no, I didn't know that. Yeah, they killed somebody. They said, really? Everybody's watching the news. So, you know, we just need to really pray. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on the church and the people, my friends. The Lord said, pray for your enemies. Love your enemy. He said, somebody hit you in the cheek, give him the other cheek. But somebody told you something, you suddenly react bad, right? See, we're very nice when we're here, but, I mean, do we really growing? If somebody tells you something you don't like, how do you react? That's pride. If you react when somebody tells you something that you don't like, it's because you're proud. Why do you think they're fighting war now in Europe, everywhere? Because of pride. If there were love, real, the divine love, the agape love, we wouldn't have to worry about greater weapons and all this stuff. There's many people starving to death. You know, we will live with it. But this is prophesied, so it needs to go. When it cannot get any worse, then the Lord will come back. Praise the Lord for this message.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed day six, which is what the saints were sharing about earlier, about how, in two sentences, leaning on her beloved, she makes herself a burden for her beloved to carry. So, yeah, it just really, you know, says that, like, you know, like, there are a lot of things that, you know, we want to do because we can do it, right? Because we think we can do it. But this, you know, blinds us from realization that, you know, we're actually weak and that, you know, the Lord wants us to make ourselves a burden for Him to carry. And He wants us to lean on Him. I also really enjoyed how this relates to the matter later in the passage where it talks about being slow to speak in order to be quick to hear. And I'll just read like a few sentences here. They know that they have to be slow to speak in order to be quick to hear. Both she and they are no longer as talkative as they once were. They no longer insist on speaking like others do, and they no longer speak for the sake of speaking. Those who cannot stop talking about trivial things still have the earthly life reigning within them. So yeah, this really, you know, just like emphasizes a matter of like, you know, how, you know, we need to be slow to speak and act in order to really hear the Lord speaking inwardly. And it's interesting because I feel like, you know, this is the first time I heard about this from an external source, like, you know, from a passage. But I heard the Lord speaking to this me a few nights ago, that I need to be, that He just, you know, calls me to realize that there's so many things that, you know, I want to do because I feel like I can, or I can say because I feel like I can, or just even inwardly, a lot of thoughts that I have, you know, that, you know, but, you know, these are the things that are the earthly life that are still reigning within me.
you know, they clog me, they cause traffic inwardly, and then I can't hear the Lord speaking. So, you know, the Lord has really caused me to realize that I need to be, you know, that in our natural disposition, we are all very quick to act and quick to say and quick to think. But, you know, we need to be people who are willing to slow down in what we do and say and think, and to really, you know, make ourselves a burden for Him to carry, to lean on Him in order to hear His speaking. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday, Ping and I, we took Ping Wen and Henry to High Point State Park, and we saw snow. It's very beautiful. And when we walked almost up to the highest point, we saw two persons, one young man and one young woman. And that young man approached me saying, "Can you take a picture for us?" And I say, "Oh, definitely." So I go take a picture. And they smile so sweet. And because that's their day of engagement. They, and that, you know, that the lady, when I took the picture, show us the ring. I think they are really in the loving relationship, and it's very personal, affectionate, and private. May not be spiritual, we don't know, but at least very personal, very praise the Lord, you know what I mean. Yeah, and but you know, for a couple, we you know, our marriage life actually have a long journey. So actually last night, Ping and I, we went to Basking Ridge to give testimony for the gospel meeting. And that testimony actually exposed, we share our marriage life. You know, we have a lot of rough time, but because the Lord's preserve, no, we still love one another.
Man.
We're still one, and we love one another, each other, deeper and deeper. And the Lord, actually, I really, amen, you know, this morning, this burden, this, we start with this first stage. You know, we need to have personal, we need to have this private, affectional relationship and spiritual relationship with the Lord. But this will never graduate.
Right.
We don't want our relationship with our spouse only when we are in the honeymoon, we are personal and affectionate. And at the end, you know, we experience a lot of things, but we no longer personal and affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a tragedy of marriage, right? And so, so I think this is a burden. And and I would like to also share, you know, this is the overall general topic mentioned about our loving the Lord, or our loving one another has a purpose, right? That's organic building up the church as the body of Christ. And this week, that's the message, also have a goal. That's for the preparation of bride of Christ. The bride of Christ. This bride of Christ and the body of Christ are both corporate. Right? And we brothers, we or sisters, sometimes we are losing the sight. We are so macro. Right? We feel building up the body of Christ is the goal, right? It's the ultimate goal. We are preparing the bride. And but we forget everything, this purpose really need to start from individual believer's relationship with the Lord. You know, this book, Song of Songs, I believe all the God's children from Old Testament time to New Testament time all know this book, Shulamite, is the type, a type of God's children. But not many, I think very few believers help us to see. I think Brother Ni actually helped us to see this lover of Solomon not only typify this corporate aspect of children of God. It actually more important, it shows us it's a type of our individual believers' relationship with God.
Right.
And so I will, you know, we may short of time, this sixth stage, if we have chance, we really need to get into this, we really need to read the whole book of Songs of Songs again.
Amen.
And with the help, with either life study of Songs of Songs, or, you know, Brother Ni in 1930s, he have a, you know, serious message on Songs of Songs. In that book, you know, it really brings us into those details. What is the progression of we individual believers can experience the love of God and experience this mutual love, how we can progress, right? At the beginning, we love God that way. At the end, we become deeper, higher, but we still personal, still affectionate, right? At the end, why this woman lean on his beloved. If we are not, we no longer personal, we no longer affectionate, how can we lean on our beloved?
Right.
So, although we will go through different stage, sometimes our beloved seems disappeared, right? Seems we have some argument, we have some problem with our beloved, but that all the stage, all that our beloved trying to help us to experience him more in a deeper way.
Amen.
So I'll just like to end this way. We really give ourselves to our loving bride.
Amen.
In our daily living. We don't want to graduate from this relationship.
Right.
This relationship will bring us our beloved to return to meet us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And one more thing. So, I mentioned personal, private, and affectionate many times. But very important, we really need to remember spiritual.
Right?
Because if you really read that book, Song of Songs, if not spiritual, some part you will feel very odd, right? Even when Jerry mentioned why you describe a woman as two camps, right? And sometimes the description of this woman, if you look at it will not look like beautiful if in our like a physical kind of view to see to read that kind of description, right? The neck look like what? the nose, the hair. That really we need to read this book in spiritual perspective and to experience in spiritually. And why is the spiritually? That kind of relationship is really in our spirit.
Amen.
In our mingled spirit, we can really know how to love our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, cause our love for you to deepen.
Amen.
Lord, bring us step by step.
Amen.
Lord, in our personal relationship with you.
Amen.
Thank you so loving us, Lord.
Amen.
You even give yourself to us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to grow in this love.
Amen.
Personal, affectionate, private, and spiritual.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Lord. Love you, experience all these stages, Lord,
Amen.
That we can really be perfected, Lord,
Amen.
Really to be one with you.
Amen.
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 We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. For your speaking.
Yes.
Amen. Let your love be keep growing in us.
Amen.
Diminish our natural love and grow the love of Christ in us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, because your mercy is so great.
Amen.
Oh, you keep showing us all the wonders that you do.
Amen.
Oh, so cover us this week.
Amen.
Oh, don't let the enemy deceive any young people.
Amen.
Or any of us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Protect our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, that is about an intimate, affectionate, private relationship.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you love us so much that you died for us.
That's right.
Lord, your blood cover all our sins.
Yes.
Lord, you triumph. Yes. You are triumphant.
Amen.
Lord, you will win.
Amen.
Lord, we're not worthy. But you love us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let us love you back.
Amen.
Let me love you back.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, cover us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, guide us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do not let the worldly distractions rob us.
Yes.
Rob our opportunities to be with you.
Amen.
To love you. To be loved by you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. Love us unconditionally.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to weaken our outer man.
Yes.
Lord, we may just lean on you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to empty us inwardly.
Amen.
Lord, that you may just have the first place in us.
Amen.
Lord, that we may just have an intimate relationship with you.
Yes.
To be slow to speak.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that we may just hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
To me.
Sorry.